Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir sponsor Leir Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, when we have Bo Ben Buto advising Hordus to build Beis Hamikdash, he tells him that he took away Oyro Shaloylom, these are the Talmid Chachamim, and therefore he should be Oisek Bo Oyro Shaloylom, which is building Beis Hamikdash. The Maral here in Chidush HaGodos, in short, explains that our light is the most spiritual matter in the world. And this is the connection of Torah and Beis HaMikdash, that they both are the spiritual existence in the world. The Torah is the spiritual, and the Beis HaMikdash is the spiritual, and therefore they are considered to be the Or, because light is the most spiritual matter in the world. The Maharal in Derech Chaim, on Pirkei Avos, Perakei, and in the Mishneh Chof, the Mishneh there brings quotes what we say every day in davening. So he's speaking about building Beis HaMikdash, and talk about the Chelik in Torah. So Maral goes on to explain what is the connection between Torah and Beis HaMikdash. And he says that Torah and Beis HaMikdash are the Ikar Olam. They are the source of all life in the world. And it's similar to a human being that has a Moyach V'Lev, he has the brains and the heart, and that's what gives life to him. He has to, in order to live, one needs moyach v'leif. So also the world needs the moyach v'leif. The moyach is the Torah, and the leif is Beis HaMikdash. The leif is the source of life. From here, there's life pumping to the entire body. And Beis HaMikdash is the source of life to the entire world. As Chazal tells us, Kol Olam Shoyse Mitam Tzis Eretz Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdash is Ikar Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah and Beis HaMikdash are the two sources of life in the world. They are the spiritual aspects of the world that through them you connect to where all life is coming from, to Shemayim. And then the Maharal brings our Gemara and he says that the Torah and Beis HaMikdash are both called Oyru Shel Olam. Why? Because they're Ikar Mitzius Olam. And as the Maharal explains, Or always means existence. Because the opposite of Or is Choshech. Choshech is loshon loichosachto is bin choisechidecho. Means loshon minio. It's a loshon of something which is not here. It doesn't exist. As the Mesil Sharim tells us, when you have darkness, it's as if the world is ceasing to exist to a certain degree. Or is when you have life. So Torah and Beis HaMikdash bring life to the world. That's why they both are called Oyro Shel Olam. And that's why the davening is, Yirotu Sheibone Beis HaMikdash V'meri Be'ameinu V'sechel Keren B'sor HaSecho. We want to have Beis HaMikdash and Torah, they both go hand in hand, because they are the source of life in the world. And as the Vilna Gaon, we mentioned in Shiur many times, that on the pasuk that says, Malko v'sarei b'goyim in Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, when Am Yisrael goes, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's also no real Torah. They go hand in hand. So that's what Balaam and Buta is telling Hordus. You went and took away one part of the life in the world, come fix it with another part of life in the world. Instead, you don't have the Talmid Chachamim, you'll have the Beis HaMikdash. They're both source of life, of light to the world. And we'll add over here what the Ben Yehoyada says. The Ben Yehoyada says, Yadavar Nifla Moed Barichus. He's focused more on the point why Torah is called Oyro Shel Olam, why it's called light. And he comes to explain the difference between the Talmid Chachamim, the ones who believe in Torah, and the philosophers that don't believe in Torah. And they try to figure out things based on their mind. He says, when you learn Torah, you have Or, you have light. And he brings a mashal. It's like someone looking at a big palace. So if it's the middle of the day, you have light. You can see very clearly what's the door, what's a window, what's another opening. It's very clear. You have the light. It's the repulsion right in front of you. But if a person is blind or is in the middle of the darkness, he's trying to figure out the structure of the palace. So he's using his hands. He sees an opening. He feels maybe this is the door. He goes in. He starts going inside, continuing to feel what he sees. And then he realizes it's not a door. It's actually a window. He has to continue trying to be mashesh biyodov, trying to feel and touch and sense where is the door, where is the window, where is something else. And many times they'll never find the right door. And even if they find it, it'll take them years and several attempts. Says that's the difference between Torah and philosophy. The philosophers are the ones that are trying based on their mind to understand something. It's darkness. It's choshech. They may understand, they may not, they may make mistakes, It may take many years until they figure they're making a mistake. But you go through Torah and Kabbalah, so you have a clear light. Everything is very clear in front of your eyes. And this is, by the way, something to know, that since Kabbalah was revealed in the world, we do not have Jewish philosophers that are from Yidden. All the Jewish philosophy came from the G'dayla Olam before Kabbalah was revealed. So they tried to figure on their own the different Havanas and Torah. But once Kabbalah is revealed in the world, we have everything very clear. There's no more philosophy. The Bnei Yehuda continues and says, that's also Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, things are clear. Asara Nisi Nasu Beis HaMikdash. You go to Beis HaMikdash, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Everything is very clear. There's no more sfeikas. That's the reason, says Ibn Yoyado, that Torah and Beis HaMikdash both are. When you see things clearly, you see the world the way it's supposed to be. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us. What's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.